This is Hortibiz News Radio from Fertifarm 2023. As I'm walking around the startup area, there's also one startup. I guess they're still a startup, otherwise they wouldn't probably be in this area, which caught my eye because I already saw people with VR glasses on and doing some stuff. So I felt like I had to talk with V-Greens. In front of me is Matthias Lindner. Nice to meet you. Please introduce yourself.
Hello, nice to meet you. Thanks for having me. So my name is Matthias. I'm responsible for the marketing and the public relations at V-Greens, and I'm happy to tell you a little bit more about what we are doing.
Yeah, go ahead. Tell us about V-Greens. What is V-Greens?
So V-Greens is a vertical farming startup with specified particular just on the strawberry. We're doing this since over 1 year, and I mean, we did it a long time before, so since 3 years we are all into strawberries and we love the strawberry. It's a really complicated fruit, but I think now we are at a point where we really understood the strawberry. And the special thing about V-Greens is that we are able to build full farms, which means we have three different modules, which are like 100 ton, 500 ton and 1000 ton production of strawberries a year. And within this farm, we are able to control every parameter which has an influence on the output, which means the quality or the quantity of the strawberry. If I want to continue, you measure the quality of a strawberry with a Brix score. And the Brix score is basically the sweetness in a strawberry. And this is usually when you go to a normal supermarket in the summer months, you will get something between a 9 and a 10. So if the agriculture is really good and the weather is good, you will get a 9.5. But we are able in the farm to constantly produce a 12, which is really, really sweet. And
okay.
Really good.
Okay. And why strawberries?
Because no one did strawberries when we started, and we like to have new challenges. We didn't want to go for leafy greens or microgreens. We decided for the strawberry because I think everyone likes strawberries, let's face it. And I think on the strawberry you really taste the difference. So for example, sometimes you eat a strawberry and you taste nothing, and sometimes you have a great strawberry. And we wanted that the quality of the strawberry is continuously good. And that is what we wanted to provide.
Okay, and is there already a couple of like operational farms so far?
Yes, so far, like we are based in Bochum, in Witten, which is really close to Bochum. We have an MVP farm, which is like 45 square meters, and it's producing 4 tons of strawberries. But right now we are building a research farm in Essen, which is around 100 square meters big. Where we are able to validate our data. And the goal for next year is, and we are in talks with that right now, to build a 500 ton farm in Germany, which hasn't been there in that big scale.
Okay, that sounds very exciting to see what's coming up, because if I understand correctly, it's like the complete hardware, software and everything in the vertical farm. So now it's dedicated to strawberries, but you see an opportunity for also getting more specialism for other fruits maybe?
Yes, definitely. I think the strawberry is just the beginning. We don't want to jump on the next big thing. Of course, we want to be an expert in the strawberry, and we think it takes some time. But of course, we are researching with different crops right now, which basically go in the direction of potential blueberries or melons. But I think the berry market in general is pretty interesting in terms of vertical farming.
Yeah, for sure. So how is the response so far?
It is overwhelming, honestly speaking. It's really great. I do think people are responding so well to us because we did our homework. We tried to optimize everything that is maybe problematic in the vertical farming field and try to do our best in optimizing those bit points that maybe are not so good. And I think this is paying off right now.
That's nice. And what kind of people usually start a conversation with you guys? Like, is it people that are looking for investing, or is it people that already have an idea? So what are the kinds of people that you usually have contact with?
So of course there are some investors who are interested in investing maybe in V-Greens, because we are starting our second financing round soon, but also of course the response from agriculture and retailers and wholesalers is pretty big, because everyone, or the big thing that we are basically selling, is the security of the production. Because with our farms there is no mistake, and if you buy a 100 ton farm, you are sure that you are getting 100 tons of strawberries every year without any mistakes.
So how can you be so sure that there's like no mistakes? How do you measure that?
I mean, okay, it's always hard to say no mistakes, but I think there are almost no mistakes.
How do you try to prevent those mistakes?
So within the farm or the farm that we are building, we are able to track every parameter and everything with a lot of cameras, with a lot of sensors. So everything that is happening inside the farm is completely fully controlled by us and by our software. So if there is something that is not perfect, we directly can screen it and can adjust it and can change it. So doing this and doing all the research in behind just makes sure that the output is just always perfect.
Okay, anything else that you feel like is important to know about V-Greens?
I think what is really important, like in general about vertical farming, I do think, or something that V-Greens is doing, that we are not using any pesticides, which is really important to us because we do think the use of pesticides is not really good for the environment. Also, V-Greens is almost reducing the water costs, or like the water usage, around 95%, which is really important in our thinking, because water will be a scarce resource. And also vertical farming itself, it's really good for the space. So we are giving space back to insects and back to animals that they really need it.
Sounds great. Is there a website, vgreens.com or something like that?
Yes, v-greens.com.
v-greens.com. Okay, so visit it if you're interested in learning more about V-Greens. Matthias, I want to thank you for telling us all about V-Greens, and best of luck with everything that's going to happen for V-Greens.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Live from the Netherlands, this is Corti Biz News Radio.